If you look at this panel, let me tell you a bit more about the Onkar. The Onkar set out to remake society, to erase class differences and start again at year zero. When the Khmer Rouge marched into Phnom Penh in April 1975, there were as many as 3 million people living here. More than half were refugees from battles between Khmer Rouge and Lon Nol forces, and also from the 8 years of America bombing Cambodia. It was part of their war with Vietnam. In the US, bombing Cambodia was called the secret war. It was no secret here. By 1973, they had dropped more bombs on us than they did in all of World War II. They killed more than 100,000 people, mostly farmers, and drove over 1 million into the cities, homeless, without work, and angry. No wonder you see people on this panel welcoming the revolutionaries with smiles. They believed that they were seeing the end of misery and conflict. But it was only the beginning. Just 3 hours later, on the same day, a second wave of young soldiers with grim faces began moving people out of Phnom Penh. The soldiers said this was for their protection. They told people more bombs were about to fall, that they could return in 3 days. Many believed them. So people packed bags and started off. Some even cleaned their houses. Most were on foot. But the soldiers lied. The people were ordered into rural areas and not allowed back. Young or old, sick or pregnant, worker, monk or diplomat, everyone had to go. Many thousands died on the journey. Anyone who refused to go was executed immediately. The population was dispersed in 2 stages. You can see that in the maps of Cambodia near the photographs. The first map shows how the Khmer Rouge drove the people into the countryside. 3 days after they invaded Phnom Penh, this capital city and other large towns were almost empty. The second map shows that many people were forced to move again to other rural areas the following year. Press pause if you want to study the maps. Remember, you can pause or rewind your player anytime. The low glass case is filled with the clothes of victims who died here or were taken to be executed at the killing fields. When people arrived at S21, they were stripped of their clothing, a crucial step in destroying any remaining sense of pride or dignity. Later on, when many Khmer Rouge were arrested, their black clothing was taken away, a sign they had lost their status as part of the revolution.